the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa kun Allahumma bi'izzatika li fi kulli al-ahwali raufa wa 'alayya fi jami'i al-umuri 'atufa. Ilahi wa rabbi man li ghayrak as'aluhu kashfa dhurri wan nadhara fi amri.
Imam Ali alayhi salam says in this part of the Kumail supplication, وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. And by your might, O Allah, be kind to me in all states and be gracious to me in all my affairs. So after Imam Ali alayhi salam asks the Almighty Allah not to hasten him to punishment because of the evil doings he counted in the previous part, he now moves on as a supplicant and asks the Almighty Allah to be kind to him in all states. وَكُنِ اللَّهُمَّ بِعِزَّتِكَ لِي فِي كُلِّ الْأَحْوَالِ رَوْفَ. Be kind to me in all states by your might. No one in the world is able to describe Almighty Allah's kindness, even if that person is pretty knowledgeable. But his kindness can be understood from different signs, from pondering on Quranic verses, and also the traditions and the words of the Prophet's household, alayhimu salam. But I assume the simplest way for recognizing the mercy of Almighty Allah is by paying attention to the instances in which his mercy can be perceived. I mean, let me elaborate on this by having a look at a narration from the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "I asked and presented some requests before Allah. One of them was, O Allah, leave my nation's deeds to me to account for them. I was then addressed, even though you are the Prophet of kindness, but you are not the most merciful. If you are informed of some of the sins of your people, you would hate them. Let only me know about their sins. O Muhammad, I would account for them in such a way that no one would get informed of their sins, not even you. So when I hide their sins from you, you that are the manifestation of kindness, I would definitely hide their sins from others too. O Muhammad, if you have a prophethood of kindness to them, I have godly mercy to them. You are their prophet while I am their Lord. And if you are kind with them today, I've been kind to them from the very beginning and will be so till eternity."
Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. O Allah, I beg you by your greatness to be compassionate to me in all circumstances, and be gracious to me in all affairs.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, this godly mercy of the Almighty Allah can be seen throughout our lifestyles, throughout our experiences. But the point is that it just needs insight. Even the biggest mercies of the Almighty Allah can be ignored if the person does not have insight. That is why Imam Ali alayhi salam said that the one who is overcome by forgetfulness, his heart dies. And if your heart dies, it will blind your insight. That is why we have been ordered throughout our traditions to do whatever we can to remind ourselves of the existence of the Almighty Allah and His mercy throughout our entire lives. Because forgetfulness of the Almighty Allah will blind your insight. And the one who is turned blind cannot recognize the existence of Almighty Allah's mercy and hereafter. So that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, كُنِ اللَّهُمَّ بِعِزَّتِكَ لِي فِي كُلِّ الْأَحْوَالِ رَوْفًا. And by your might, O Allah, be kind to me in all states. وَعَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأُمُورِ عَتُوفًا. Be gracious to me in all my affairs. You might remember when we were discussing the concept of supplication in the previous episodes, we discussed the reality of dua, and we mentioned that the reality of dua is being aware of the fact that there is one Almighty Allah you're talking to. He is your Lord and your Creator. And by supplication, you are actually talking to Him. You're getting yourself closer to Him. And this needs iqbal from you and Almighty Allah together. What I want to say is that the supplication itself, talking to the Almighty Allah, reminding yourself of the presence of the Almighty Allah, will avoid forgetfulness. And this is another benefit of supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.